everyone. This is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the ones, the onlys, Mr. Constantine Maroulas and Miss Kendra Erica.
Hello.
How long are you? Time, David.
Constantine, welcome back. Welcome back. And this time you have brought someone with you, Miss Kendra Erica.
She's not a housewife. Yet.
I'm not yet.
But she is working on it. She's working on collecting up ex-husbands.
I go back and forth from Florida, New York, and LA and Vegas, so I can do as much cleaning up as I desire.
There's a lot going on. She's in Tinsley territory down there in but you're in Boca though, yes. Not in Palm Beach.
Well, that's close enough. And well, here's the thing, you know, these women go on the show and they're housewives and then they get a song. I mean, Kendra, you already have the song. So you're like kind of already ahead of the game.
Well, all I have to say is bravo to that.
Oh, see what she did there? Got it.
Call her Andy. Well, all joking aside, you guys have been busy and you have reason to celebrate because As Long As You're Mine, the single is out. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. Honestly, thank you, Kendra, for having me. It just sort of came about, obviously, with Broadway reopening, a great way to celebrate our friends getting back to work. She grew up, you know, with Wicked. An awesome show, perfect part for her to play Elphaba, but we sort of yank it out of the show and kind of put it in a different context and sort of celebrate that relationship dynamic in a little bit of a sexier way on this track. So it's been a lot of fun and people are digging it.
How did this come about? You know, like a Wicked song, let's put a dance spin on it. Like, where did that idea come from? I mean, I love it, but just curious.
So I have always loved the song As Long As You're Mine. Like, even at a young age, like, something intrinsic in me was like, wow, this is powerful. Like, and I've always had this, like, this sort of, you know, sensual knowing about me, not to go so, like, far deep into that, but this song in particular has always moved me. And when it came time to, you know, just be a part of the resurgence of Broadway, I wanted to take a highly favored song of mine and put a dance spin on it because of the signature dance nuances that I've experienced throughout my Billboard charting career thus far. So, and I wanted to keep it as a duet because I did a Phantom rendition and I did both parts, but I really wanted to be a duet. And when Constantine was presented to me, I was like,
I was presented like,
yeah, he was presented to me. And I was like, oh, hell yes.
Oh.
Let me tell you, Kendra, people just don't say no to Constantine.
That's not true. It's been a lonely summer.
And you could go as deep as you want here on this show, just because we are light and airy. We like to get deep too.
They do. They do. It's a deep scene. Deep community.
I love it deep.
David's peoples all over the world. And honestly, just a lot of fun. You know, I get to sort of do a lot of cool, fun stuff. And I put out a rock and roll record over the shutdown. But when this opportunity came up, I jumped on. I was like, yeah, cool. EDM. I love EDM. I grew up going to clubs and I love dance music. I've just never really laid my voice down on much in that world. And I know Wicked. I remember of course, the original cast was iconic, but I saw the original LA company. I mean, geez, it's nearly 20 years ago now when it came out. And this song didn't stay with me then. So I was really kind of rediscovering it when you guys presented me the demo. And
hey, ladies, and I know that's most of you listening right now, and I highly thank you for that. Did you know that Third Love creates high quality underwear, sleepwear, and loungewear that is also completely comfortable? Their online shopping experience is so much fun. Also, you take their fitting room quiz, which is so detailed that it helps you find the perfect size, and style, which leads to a more accurate fit. And what I think is great is that Third Love, their cup size ranges from a double A through I, and that includes exclusive half cups. And their loungewear and sleepwear ranges from XS to 3X. By having so many sizes, it's easier for you to find the perfect fit. And their quality is there. They stress and obsess over every stitch. Listen, Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now they're offering my listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/velvet now to find your perfect fitting bra. And you get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/velvet for 20% off today.
It's funny, since, I mean, Wicked has an incredible fan base. In fact, I parked there last night and people were lining up 2-3 hours before their opening night. You know, whenever this
the
airs,
fandom is
the
huge.
14th was their first show. Chenoweth came out and did the curtain speech and all of this. The fandom is insane. And they're like, Constantine. And I was like, they all thought I was coming to the show. I'm like, no, chill, like, enjoy. I'm so happy for you all that you get to go, because they have their own community of fandom together. And I'm like, listen to the song. So I'm hoping they get it. But since, even just friends of mine are like, I've loved that song. I mean, when you look at the beautiful poetic lyrics, you know, it's hard to not be moved by that. Yeah, and it's so it works sort of out of the show as well as just like a song. And we played it at this party last night and people were digging it. I was like, do they know it's from Wicked or not? I don't know.
But I saw your Instagram stories from the party. It seems like it was a fun party to kick off the song.
For sure. Good times.
Oh yeah.
MJ in the house, all of Kendra's team, Williamsburg Hotel, beautiful. You know,
love that rooftop.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So vibey.
Yeah, it was a full vibe there for sure. I'm a little scared of heights. I was like, oh, like I went up to like the tower thing and
it's scary.
I was holding both rails on the way down. I'm like, I'm good. Meanwhile, this like older lady was like bouncing up and down. I'm like, okay, that's fine. She was lapping me on the stairs.
She's having no problem. She's gonna
nobody needs to be up this high. I mean, well, on that note, like, yeah, Kristen Chenoweth was there open. Like, how happy are you that like Broadway is back? I mean, how great is that?
I'm more even more happy for just my friends, you know, getting back. And yeah, I'm not in a show right now. I'm looking at some things maybe for next season, some new stuff. But, you know, I've been involved with so many of the shows over the last couple of seasons, like on the other side of the table. And I'm just excited for like the crew and the casts and the front of house people and the restaurants that have been hurting, the hotels, all the other residual businesses, people across the country. You know, I've gotten to play a lot of shows this summer with the band and all. And in fact, this weekend we're playing for my birthday on the 17th at the North Shore Music Theater, where they do a lot of Broadway shows. So this is like a new thing for them. We're actually sold out because theaters have had to pivot. You know, they're doing concerts, they're doing this, they're doing whatever they can to survive. And you forget how like nationally the domino effect.
It really is, because it then ripples into the touring companies, and it leaks into, you know, the LA productions and the Vegas productions.
Yeah, all the sit-downs.
It really has impacted the whole theater realm and arena. And we just want to be those spearheaders and letting people know, like, we're all here for you. And so that's where like the song title, As Long As Your Mind, has that symbolic meaning and credence to it.
Yeah. We're going to make up for lost time, just like it says in the song, because that's what it's felt like. Just poof, 2 years have just fallen off the existence of the world. You know, it's just like we're gone.
And so it feels... It feels a lot longer than 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say also, and this is tied into Broadway Cares also.
We're excited about that. I've had a long relationship with them. And when Kendra, you know, came in with that desire, I was like, okay, she's got the vibe. She understands. Yeah, this is about something bigger than us. And yeah, we're excited to get back in the studio and put out a song. It's fun. But what Broadway Cares does for people in need, Pediatric AIDS Foundation, the Actors Fund, Phyllis Newman's Women's Health Initiative, so much. Why is my phone going off? So many great things that they do. And
getting blown up over there.
I was going to say, you're like a wanted man.
Where's our check? I love those guys. And, you know, they do an amazing job facilitating, this massive charity. It's not easy, you know, and there's a lot of shady charities out there, not this one. They're giving real support to people in need.
It's all encompassing.
For sure.
Well, also, Kendra, you know, how did you get here? I mean, I know I read, I think in preparing for this, like you grew up like tone deaf, like you couldn't. I mean, I grew up tone deaf and I still am tone deaf. So let's just go with that. How did you go from there to here?
So I always, you know, knew that I wasn't naturally born with, you know, a voice. It took years of training and, you know, a lot of perseverance and tenacity. But
this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope.
I feel that the way that I see things is where the bestowing has happened. And I just had to really work on building that vehicle, so that the way that I do see things differently can be packaged and then driven forward. And
that's not easy. I've worked with kids, you know, that just don't have that relationship with notes and music yet. And they're really trying, and their folks maybe are really trying to get them into it. And it is something that can happen, but it's rare. It's rare that you can get to this level from, you know, where she started. It's really rare. It's truly a gift, and it can be developed for sure, but it's so rare to be able to do that. So, I mean, that just, you know, speaks to her work ethic and her support system and, you know, for sure, you know, great teachers too, right? I mean, just like, great.
Oh yeah. My classical coach, he's from Berlin, Germany. So he was like cracking the whip.
Nine.
The
Scheiße. That's not good.
Yeah.
Nine.
Nicht the Scheiße.
Scheiße.
What's funny is that I always knew the word nine because my mom's German. So I only knew the words like Donka and nine. And, but then the third one to rack that up with was Scheiße, which means shit in German. And because I was at like 8 or 9 years old, I was, you know, presented this word in a way that was, you know,
you always learn the bad words first.
Yeah. That was sort of like, you know, you know, reprimanding.
There's a funny line in Rock of Ages where the German sort of, I guess he's sort of like the, you know, the bad guy in the show, but it turns out he's a big softie and he's like drunk and he's like down on his, everyone hates him. And he's like, Scheiße! And the whole place just goes crazy because it's like not something you hear in the open on a Broadway stage. And people just are like, that's just really funny. And Germans are just hella funny.
And I'm sure at that point, the audience is like, I may want to go get a pretzel with mustard across the street.
I don't want some. Want some beer.
Seriously.
Want some beer and some schnitzel.
But yeah, to go back to that point, I was involved with a lot of community theater and school productions. And when I actually went to a karaoke night at a local restaurant in Boca, and it was an Italian restaurant by the name of Renzo's, and it was karaoke night, and I got up and I did Time to Say Goodbye by Andrea Bocelli, and I was like 15 at the time, and I
just
did
some Bocelli.
Yeah,
seriously,
I had. I had the room in a standing ovation because I was like this 15-year-old with, you know, singing, you know, Pavarotti's, you know, predecessor or successor. And Renzo comes over to my parents and my table with two glasses of wine, and he's like, I have a proposition.
Oh boy.
And he's like, I lost my Sunday singer. She got pregnant. So so would you want to fulfill that position? And I was like, hello, yes.
I am Renzo, the baker. I help you for your father.
You're like, I'm not saying no to that.
Well, again, yeah. Like, you know, you just need that. You need that stage time. And, you need that. You need someone to even believe in you, even at karaoke at a restaurant, like, and that spark of confidence.
Yeah,
you just build really, on that, right?
It did, and then from there, I had to really get down to business. I had to be like Tiesto. I'd be like, let's get down to business, and I had to compile a repertoire of Great American Songbook standards, you know, because in Boca Raton, and you have these patrons that are like, we love Frank Sinatra, yeah. They love the Billie Holidays, they just love all that nostalgia.
Yeah.
So I had to build my repertoire, and from being in that particular restaurant, it then led to other opportunities, because then passerbyers and restaurant goers and other restaurant owners would hear and see. And then that led to other opportunities and whatnot. And from then I just started working with producers in the Miami area. Cause I wanted to create my own mark and identity artistically, cause I wanted to branch out and make my own mark. And just from there,
get into clubs free.
Nothing is more important to me than a good night's sleep. Hey, I work too hard not to get a good night's sleep, and I found it impossible to find the right sheets until I discovered Boll & Branch. What I love about Boll & Branch is that they're 100% organic cotton and they're toxin free. Also, they get softer with every freaking wash. Boll & Branch is higher quality sheets at a really affordable price. Hey, they don't break the bank. And I also love that they come in a variety of colors and fit everything from a twin to a California king. Listen, by listening to this podcast, you guys can experience the best sheets you've ever felt. Choose Boll & Branch. You can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. And from listening to this podcast, you get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code VELVET at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L, and branch.com, promo code VELVET. Use it for 15% off and start sleeping better right now.
Get into clubs free. Yes.
Who doesn't want that, right?
I just want to, you know, give like drink tickets to my friends. Is that okay?
Oh my gosh.
Did you ever think, I mean, it all worked out. You're here. Did you ever think of going like the Idol route or the Voice or any of these other, did you think of following in Constantine's footsteps?
it never was really presented to me in my life path, but that's where Connie comes into play.
That's true. The idol godfather here.
I was gonna say it's like you're getting the idol experience, but you know.
That's it.
What about
you can give me a little 16 bar callback piece right now about that? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's been fun, man. It's been a fun collaboration. She's got a great team, and on to the next one already. Like let's do another.
You guys know that the only thing I like talking about as much as reality TV and pop culture is skincare. You know how thrilled I get when I find a new skincare product that really works. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about ORG. ORG's skincare's mineral face peel and body exfoliants are amazing, and they help bring that glow back. They gently exfoliate and hydrate your skin and only require a few sprays or rubs. What I love is you get immediate satisfaction by seeing the dead skin peel away. Their face peel that I use, it literally makes you feel like you were in a spa getting a professional facial for hours. And I really do love the instant proof. The dead skin peels right away. And that's what I personally love about it. Listen, right now for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners, ORG Skincare is offering 15% off your entire purchase. Skin is complex, but caring for your skin doesn't have to be. Visit orgskincare.com today and use promo code VELVET to see for yourself. That's orgskincare.com, promo code VELVET, and get 15% off your entire purchase. Well, on that note, you know, it was such a great collaboration. There'll probably be another, hopefully, but who would each of you want to work with? Like, if you could just pick anyone in music today, like who would be like a dream? I mean, we're saying like the door is open. You could go as big as Beyonce, like just the sky's the limit.
Oh boy.
For a duet.
For me, I obviously love all styles and all genres. And my heart is in like classic rock, but Metallica just put out another black album remastered. And then they did the Black List, which is all these great artists covering Metallica. And then they had Miley on Howard Stern with them the other day. Like, to do a song with Metallica would be fucking incredible, you know, for sure. They just what they've done with their style of music and the decades and the prolific, you know, catalog, and also the business that they've created is incredible. Like, they own everything, they do everything, they're buying up other people's catalogs. They're just heroes of mine in that respect. You know, like, I don't really, I can sing like that. That's not the song, you know, the songs I like to sing every day, but I think like Metallica, sure. I mean, they're just like out there crushing it still. So
that's a good answer.
What about you?
I would have to say Michael Bublé, because I've always wanted to see how my voice and Frank Sinatra's voice but sound with each other. And maybe that can be accomplished via artificial intelligence, because they just did something with Amy Winehouse's voice, which is like mind-blowing. It's actually like unearthly to hear.
And they've done that. They did that with Nirvana. They did like, they sort of created a Nirvana song, which I was like, this is weirdly good.
So maybe a collaboration with the computer, or
no, you and Bublé in the room making it happen. Yeah. A great, you know, not even a big band, like quartet, you know, stripped down. I love it.
He came
to Rock of Ages at like the height of that stuff. And we used to, you know, when you're in a big Broadway show, like there's famous people every night coming. And at the very end, we were rocking out like during like the sort of encore, and the house lights are up, and I look out and I see him, and he kind of gives me one of these like, you know, kind of things. And I was like, wow, you know, I just remember that, because I remember when he was playing clubs still. And like, you kind of like, if you were a vocalist, you kind of heard of him, but he hadn't really broken through yet on the massive scale. Like, you know, I think he did the David Foster record or whatever, where it just went to like another level. But he was like playing Blue Note in New York and like coming down from Canada to play like New York City and stuff. And you kind of heard of him because he had this, you know, this name. You're like, Buble, that's okay. He's great for sure.
I love a great jazz piano lounge collaboration.
But he's also got like the pop tunes too.
Which is where I frolic as well.
She frolics. They're like running us off already over here.
I know. Well, we're on our final one or two questions. What about like current music? Like, who do you love currently? Like, any current people on the charts? Not that Bublé and Metallica aren't.
I really like Post Malone. So he's sort of in the mix still, right? A lot. And I love what he does. I feel like everything and he was cool over the shutdown. He played this whole Nirvana record like live with a band. And I thought that was pretty sick. Post Malone.
I've been listening, just researching a lot of like global deep house, just like super like saxophone deep house. I've been listening to a lot of Anna. She's a Bulgarian artist. I love what she does. And I just research what turns me on, and that's what I run with.
Oh,
I love it. Well, tell everyone where they can find you, As Long As You're Mine, the single, where they can download it, where they can get it. Constantine, we're all coming to see you also, Englewood, New Jersey, September 25th.
I'm excited. Thank you so much. Yeah, Foreigner's Journey, my sort of big classic rock experience out there. We've been out there all summer, all fall. You know, go to my website, ConstantineMaroulis.com. But the song is on all platforms. You can find the video shortly on theatermania.com. The song is out there. It's everywhere.
Spotify, SoundCloud, and like a good mob boss would say, just Google it.
Give it a Google.
Yeah.
This is 2021, guys. Figure it out. And Kendra, you should come with us when we all go to see Constantine in Englewood, New Jersey, just across the river. It's not that bad.
Bergen Pack.
We'll make it happen. But it's a great song. It's a great cause. Broadway Cares. Love you both. Kendra, I will put a good word in with Mr. Andy Cohn for you, for your future in Housewives.
Oh,
future bartender on the show.
Future bartender. I see that. You guys are amazing.
Are.
Be in touch. Congratulations. And we will talk soon.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
Hey, who was that? Who was that girl last night? She was like a wannabe housewife, Julie Nichols or something. Wasn't she there? I'm gonna find out. Do you know who that is?
Find out. No, she's from New York or New Jersey. It sounds familiar.
She was like trying to get a job on Housewatch. All right, I gotta let you go.
Love you much. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.